We are learning Masechta Chulin Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top, end of the line. Tanan, we are in the middle of a sugya. We have had Machlekes, Rav Huna and Rabba, if the Bechar is Kadosh L'mafreya. According to Rav Huna, it's Kadosh L'mafreya. After it comes out Raiv, it turns out from the beginning already he had Kedushas Bechar, therefore he couldn't sell it to a guy, for example. Masechta Rabba holds, that's V'kan L'abba. So tonight we have a kash like this. And our Mishnah says, HaMevakeres HaMekasha Leleid. If a behemoth was having its firstborn and it's having a hard time giving birth, and you cut off one eiver at a time, mechatech eiver, mashal klavim, you throw it to the klavim. My love, we are assuming, mechatech umaniach, that you're cutting those eivarim and leaving it right here. The problem is that after it turns into roiv, now it turns out l'mafreya, everything is kadosh. If everything is kadosh, how can I throw it to the klavim? V'yavret l'mafreya kadosh, you cover my boyle, how can you throw it to the klavim? That means bishlom film mekan l'haba, so everything you cut till now is not kadosh. You could tack and throw it to the klavim. But according to Rav Huna, that it says it goes to l'mafreya, the chariot should be kadosh l'mafreya. So to Gemara, no. Hakamayin skin on, v'mechatech u'mashlech. You're cutting it, then you throw it away right away to the klavim. So now, when it turns into roiv, it never had any place to be chal. It can't be chal on that l'mafreya. It's not here anymore. It has to be ben. So it can't be chal l'mafreya on those limbs to be kadosh b'becharer because it's not around anymore. So Gemara says, what do you mean? V'chatech v'niach ma'ya covers. You're telling me that, but if you would leave a taka, you'd need kvura. And the halacha would be a kedusha. So then why does the sefer have to go to a case that came out roiv at a time? At a ton of sefer, yotzo ruba, you cover. V'nifter ramen abacharer, it says that. The different bechar is not negev. It's part of the Mishnah. It says if it comes out roiv, then it has kedushas bechar, and it patters for the next animal from a bechar. Livelus of the day, medvar murim mechate chamash chayveiver. When do we say that the halacha is in the ratio of the mashal klavim only if you throw it right away? A mechate chumeniach. If you cut it and you leave it, you cover. But you come out fear of huna. The halacha is if you mechate chumeniach, even if it doesn't come out roiv at one time, still has kedushas bechar because of mafreya. So why do I have to go run to a case of that it came out ruvoy? So tomorrow, hachinami kama. You're right. This is what the Mishnah means, really. When do I say you could throw it to the klavim if you cut and throw it to the klavim? But if you cut it and you leave it in one place, it came out roiv, and halacha will be is taka, it needs kvura. Do you go by Evarim, Basar, the roiv of the limb or not? And the Gemara is going to explain the Shiloh. What exactly is your case that you have a question? Does the whole, let's say, take the hand, the front legs of the behemoth. So that hand, that leg, that long leg, do you go Basar, the roiv or not? Well, what's the case? Ilem against Yotza, roiv, b'miyat Ever. Is your shayla like this, that roiv, 50% of the animal came out, and the 51st% was the miyat of the hand, the palm of the hand came out. So what's the shayla? If you count that palm, so then you have 51%, you have roiv. But maybe the palm will go buster the rest of the limb, which is inside the body. The komaboyele, hai miyat de baroi, that miyat that came out, Do you say it's bottle, it's tuffle, it's subordinate to the rest of the eva which is inside? Or you say it goes basar the roiv of the 50%, now it's 51%. Is that the shayla? Right now, pshita, that's not a question. You wouldn't have a shayla about that. Pshita, it's possible you don't go, you don't leave the roiv of the ubar to go basar the roiv of eva. The roiv of the behemoth is out, you count that towards the roiv, because you go bust to the roiv of the Uber, not bust to the roiv of the Avon Strikes. That's not the Shaila of the Gemara. Ella, what is the Shaila of the Gemara? Goin, the Shaila of Rava, to be exact. Ella, Goin, Shiyotza Chetziov, Beroiv Eva. Right now, all that came out is 50%, but in that 50% that's out is 80% of a hand, of a front foot. 80% of it. So now the question is, do you say it's more than 50%? Why? Because whatever's left from that hand inside maybe is considered outside, because you go basarayv. Algon shiyotza chetziyav barayv eiver v'kom barayv, who miyat the begavoy? That miyat's left inside now. L'mishtei basarayv eiver. Does it go basarayv eiver or not? And that was Rav Shaila. Do you go basarayv eiver in order to now create the rayv by using the rest of the foot that's inside, the rest of that hand that's inside to make it rayv? That's the Gemara Shaila.
I decided to go about some
right.
I'm on the outside, or butzer, it's still inside, only just the mitzias. What it is.
Right. 50% out. So only 50% out. And the question is, do you go bust a rev? There's a schlep. Let's call this, a hand. No, we're calling this a hand. The question is, the hand's out. If the hand's out, then it's 51%. If you look at the hand's out, only 80% of the hand's out. No, 80% of the hand out. It's Ruben Kula, the whole hand's out. The whole hand's out. It's more than 50%. If you count the whole hand, it's more than 50%. Because Ruben Kula, that's the Gemara Shaila. Or you say no, like you're saying, you look at the Matthias, that's 50% out, that's it. That's the Gemara Shaila, two stars. Do you go watch the Ruben or not? Tashima, let's try to bring a Raya. Said in the Mishnah, Yotza Rubai, raise your cover. Now, my Ruben, what does it mean, Yotza Rubai? Elim Ruben Mamash, it means like Baal Batashaku, Rave came out, Adahashalayas, we're Ruben the Kula. We have called her a Kula, the whole Shas is a full Rave Kula, the whole Mishnah of Rave Kula. I know, Rave means Rave. What's a Chiddush? Elalab. It must be, I'm just telling you a chiddush, going to Yotza Chetziyav Beroy Vever. Only 50% came out, but it's in that 50% that came out is a Roy Vever. And we're saying that's called Rubai because you count the inside. So it's a riot to the Shiloh. So the law, no. Going to Yotza Rubai Bemiyat Vever. The case was that 51% is out, but in the 51% is only the palm of the hand. And you would think maybe you can't count the palm of the hand because it's like sitting inside. The Kamashlon Lishafkina Rubai the Uber the Behemov Basaver. You don't say that you leave the Rubai the Uber and you go Basar Rave Aver, you don't do that. That's the Kamashlon of the Mishnah. The only the palate of the Gemara is before the Gemara said it's Pashat. Before the Gemara said it's Pashat. It's a great Kasha. Leivari has a Kasha. The Teretz is I don't understand exactly the Teretz so geschmack, but it's very short Gemara. Gemara first starts as Pshita, then when it's Kamashlon, I guess made a Mishnah, it's a little bit of a Chiddush. It's not Ruben Kula, we call it Karakula. It's a little bit of a Chiddush here. It wouldn't be a Shaila of Rava, but the Mishnah to say it is Nishkefarlach, because it's not a regular Ruben Kula. I guess that's Gemara's Teretz. But in any case, we're not Poshet the Shaila about going Basarayv, Eivor, we're not Poshet the Shaila. Bay Rava, not a Shaila. It's Bay Rava, Bay Rabba. Karchoi Besiv Mao. Now the Halacha is, and that's not debatable, that in order to have a Peter Rechem, for the Bechor to be called Peter Rechem, that means the firstborn, it has to come out through the Rechem. If you open up the stomach and you do Yotze Daifin, like we learned on end of yesterday's blot, there's no such thing as Bechor. It has to come out Derech Rechem. Now let's say you figure out a way that comes out naturally, but it doesn't come through the Rechem, because it was covered over with something. That's the Shaila. Karchoi B'Siv Mao. If you covered it with Siv, Siv is bark that wraps around a palm tree. If you wrapped the behemoth with sieve, we'll see at what point you did this. Mao, is that called coming through the rechem or not?
And the sieve is petrechem.
The pit sieve, no, sieve is not called petrechem. That's why it's not.
The
sieve is coming out through the canal, but it's being blocked. The behemoth is not touching the canal because it's not coming through. Because it's covered. It's a chatzitza basically. But talisa mao, some not girls talisa. So. The next shah b'shiyasim now is that an imtim shalaymar siv is a chatzitza. What about shiyasai, which we'll see what that means in a second, but it means a sack, which is mim b'mina. Maybe that's not chaitzis. Now, what's Rav Shaila? Of course, a siv is chaitzis. What's the question? So the Achrayim answer, like a Tveres Yaakov, for example, says that here they put the siv on in order to enhance the comfort of the behemah. The behemah was very cold. They did it for a reason. So maybe it's not a chatzitza because it's a tzarech behemah. That's the question. Is that a chatzitza or not? It's a shalav chatzitza, exactly. Precisely, a shalav chatzitza. You need rechem. And here it's not touching the rechem. But if it's not a chatzitza, then it's touching the rechem. That's the question. Is siv a chatzitza or not? And im tim tzaloy ma siv is a chatzitza. You know why? Because it's a different min. But bil shal yase mahu. What happens if it comes out in the sack? So if a writer jumps in that, it's in Yasir Uchu. That's every Bechor is born with a shilya around it. Ella b'shilya acheres mao. If somehow you wrapped it around with a different shilya, mice says mimaminoi. So that's the question, is that a chatzitza or not? Another shayla is, karchosoi v'achazosoi v'atziyosoi. If the midwife who is giving birth to this behemoth, we don't call it exactly a midwife, we call it I don't know what, but the animal midwife was schlepping it out, and he wrapped his hands around it and schlepped it out. Now, hey chidami. So now, what's these shilas are being wrapped around? When did this happen? Either nafik derech reisha, if it came out with its head first and then I wrapped it. Obviously, you can't wrap it until something comes out. You can't get yourself in there. But either nafik derech reisha petarte. So already he had a petarechem. El nafik derech magalosov. A few feet came out, and then you went in and you wrapped it with the sieve or the shilya. Or your hands, that's the Gemara Shaila That's the Gemara Shailo. What is that called a chatzitza or not? Another Shailo, the same idea. Zokta Gemara. Balasa Chulda, if a weasel got in there, swallowed up the ubar, and vayitziyusa, and took it out. Mau. Vayitzi Gemara, hayitziyu, if it took it out, ha'afikte, it came out. So what does that mean? Ha'afikte? Tupshatim in the Acharin. Rashi says lashon like this: Ha'afikte kushahoya belua v'loy noga barechem v'haynu karkasa. So some learn Rashi saying is that that's exactly the same shaila as siv, same shaila as siv. It's the same shaila. The chulah stuffed it out. It got a little shver for the Tiferes Yaakov learning like that. You know why? Because it's not exactly the same shaila. Because here, for sure, it's a chatzitza. Okay, that's Mara's question. Mara's question is that if a weasel went in and took it out, a chulah, whatever they call a chulah, a weasel or some kind of lizard, it slept it out. So same shaila as karchasa. That's one side of Mara's kasha. Another side of Mara's kasha is that here it's for sure a chatzitza. Like we said, because it doesn't help anything out. That's Mara's kasha. Afikte, it's a for sure a chatzitza. For sure not a bechara. That's not what's a shaila. Let's read it again. Also a chulah or chatzitza. Now it's just afikte. It came out. Either it's the same shaila or it's even worse. It's chatzitza. Ella shaila like this. Ba'Allah saw the lizard swallowed it, but it's usually took it out. Ve'echnisase, went back in, va'akiyase, and spit it out back inside. Ve'yotzumelev, then the behemoth came out regular, with a regular birth, mahu. Is the birth a second time, basically? Is that called a peta rechem or not? On one hand, it's coming out by itself naturally. On the other hand, it already came out once. Is that called a peta rechem or not? That's shaila number one. Shaila number two, similar shaila, batzim, next shaila. Even though these things are not so possible, a lot of these things. Hidvik shtei rechemim, ve'yotzum mizev nechzazeh. But behemoths, the two uteruses went right next to each other. It came out of behemoth A and went into behemoth B. So behemoth A definitely has petarechem. But now it went into behemoth B and it came out of that. Is that called a petarechem or not? Now, did they part of the lav de le part? Only part is his own mother, but not a different mother. Or part is a different behemoth as well. Teku, black and shayla. More shayla when it comes to bechor. Boyer of acha. Niftechu. If the base of rechem got very wide, and now as it's coming out, it's touching nothing. It falls right out. So is that called peta rechem or not? What's the shayla? Avi rechem makdish ve'ika. You have the ear space of the rechem that's makdish because it's kudush b'char. Yet you have. I don't know. Negias rechem ikacha. V'oleka. Only negias rechem has a touch of rechem, and that doesn't have it. You don't have that. But Yimar Ravashi, nekru koisle base of rechem mau. If the whole rechem came out, Frekimar nekru, halas nu, you don't have a rechem, zikha won't be peta rechem. Elo nekru v'tolei v'tavarei. The rechem got detached and got attached to the neck of the animal, and the animal came out that way. So it came out with the rechem. Mai b'mkoyma mekachi, only mekachi in its makim, shalom kemal mekachi, adum alo shalom kemal mekachi, even not in the right place, the rechem also mekadosh kushus b'char. Naka shayla. Boi m'nei rab yirmi yirmi rab zera. Nigmimu koisle beis ha-rechem. If the base of rechem got thinned out and it became very thin now, what's the halacha? Mao. Amalei, kanogas beboi de boyalon. It's similar to the shayla that we already had already once. The boy rab zeir, rab amrila, some say it was boy mine rab zeir, rab asi. What's the halacha if the rechem is not 100% complete? Oymid meruba ala parutz, that the rechem had mostly most of its walls, but missing some of it. But you also derech parutz. It went out the parutz through the parutz. Is that called derech rechem or not? Or why be tzad called derech rechem? Because in halacha that's called rechem. Because oimim ruba al parutz is like oimim. Or a case where it's parutz ruba al oimim, where it's more open than closed. But you also derech oimim. It went out, but went out through the closed spot. Pat my. So that was the shaila Rav Zeira. So ad kan le boyle elo parutz ruba al oimim deik oimim boyle. This is not going oimim. But nigmamu, if it, the whole thing was missing, got compromised, the loch is, there's no shiloh, loikam abayale, and therefore we answered this final question that we did answer. And nigmamu will not be called the rechem. Sa'at kan, the sugya of Bechar, and the shilohs of Bechar.